You can't make your walls out of adasim. You don't have enough adasim to make the walls. Is yayoshiv a bottle? You're not going to have a sukkah. The Torah, the Torah says, "Vasukas teishvu shivas yomim." Sukkah shall call davar. Yeah, a sukkah made out of anything you can make the sukkah from. So that's the chum shita. There's no such limit to say it has to only be made out of the dalam minim.
No, the schach could be made out of anything.
The chayim be Ezra. The same thing it says by Ezra. The Novi said in Nehemiah that suah hor, go out to the mountains. The aviyo alay zayis, bring me the leaves of the olive tree. The olay eitz shemen from the same thing. The olay hadas. The Yole Tamorim, the leaves of the Tamorim, the palm tree, the Yole Eitz Ovos, and the Dasim. The also Sukkos, Tekosim, make a Sukkah the way it says. So Mashmi could use any type of wood to make the Sukkah from you. Don't Badafka have to use the Dalal Minim. It says clearly you could use the wood of a Zayas of a olive tree, even though the olive is not part of the Dalal Minim. So you see clearly you're allowed to make the Sukkah from anything. It doesn't have to be made from the Dalal Minim. So that's the Kash on Yab Yehuda. The Mor says now, Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda says, Hani le defanis. That no, these things were for the defanis. Olei hadas, the olei tomorim, the olei etzobus eschach. Utanan, so now, until the vice says, here's Mashma, no, that Rabbi Yehuda is saying, that we say, you have to have these dalad minim, it's only for the schach, it's not for the walls. For the walls of Yehudaism, you can make the walls from anything. But to make the schach only has to be from something of these dalad minim. You can't use tam a tree for the schach. So therefore, that the Novi said, to bring the zayas, the olive tree, that's only for the walls. The walls is moida. But use of a schach, you can't use branches from an olive tree. You only can bring the branches from the dalad minim. Now, Utanan we learned, mesachim b'nisorim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to use for schach beams, wood. So the Chura, if you tell me now, you can only make the schach from the Dalad Minim, so if so, how could you have a beam from the Dalad Minim? Where do you get beams from the Dalad Minim? The Dalad Minim is only a Luluv, a Nesrig, a Hadassim, and a Ravis. They don't have any beams. So how could you just say you could use Chach made out of Nesorim, out of beams, out of wood? There's no wood here. So Alma, what do you have to say? That Siv, the Ikwa, the Dikla, Mina the Luluvu, Shema Mina. That Rabbi Yehuda says the Dalad Minim, true, the Luluv, doesn't only mean the lulav, the branch like we use. It also means the bark, and it means the wood of the palm tree. So if you take wood from a palm tree, that you could also use for schach. That, therefore, there's a case how you have nesorim, how you can have beams to be used for the schach. Fred Gemara, is true? Me and Rabbi Yehuda, our boss, me the min, me the achrin aloi. Is that true? But Tanya, we learn sichcha ben nesorim, shel eris. It says clearly if you use cedar wood, sheyesh bo dalot fochim de Yaakov sula. So you see clearly you're allowed to use cedar wood. Cedar wood is not from the Dalad Minim. If you have Dalad Fochim of the cedar wood, and then you have blank, and then another Dalad Fochim of cedar wood, and in between you put kosher eschach, it becomes kosher. Hey, machzah machzah is kosher. But a core part of the kosher is here, Rabbi Yehuda says, if you can make schach made out of eretz, out of a cedar tree. A cedar tree is not from the Dalad Minim. So Moritz says, yes. My eretz hadash. You know what the cedar means here? It means dadasim. Kedarabba bar Rav Huna. To Yom Rabba Rav Huna, Amri Bey Rav. Say the name of Rav. Asoro minei arozim hein. There are 10 different type of arozim. Shenemar etoim bamidbar eretz shita v'hadas. So hadasim are also called the min eretz. So after it says, if you made the wood from an eretz for the schach, it doesn't mean you use mamash a cedar tree, but it means you took the wood from a hadas tree, from a hadasim. So therefore it's good, if Yehuda's shita is, you could only use for schach a min of the dalad minim. Other type of branches you can't use for schach. But about the halacha is not like a Yehuda. The halacha is any type of thing that grows you could use for schach. But I call upon him, it's right here. And that's what Yehuda says, you have to tie it around with the min lulav. It doesn't only mean the leaves of the lulav itself. It means the leaves or anything that comes off the palm tree. Anything off the palm tree is also called the min of the lulav.
Right. You're holding the flamet zayin omen aleph. Here by the two dots we're holding.
Rabbi Meir Hoimer Afilu B'Meshicha. Rabbi Meir says that there's a mitzvah agad. There's a mitzvah to tie the lulav together. The three meaning together. So the Mishnah says you could even do B'Meshicha. Even with a string, you could also do it. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Yehuda Shita was Dafka or Min Lulav you have to use. And Rabbi Meir Shita was Afilu B'Meshicha. Moses Tanya. Amr Rabbi Meir. Maisa Kiyakira, Biyakira. Maisa Biyakira Yushalayim. Was a Maisa with the Choshevah, the important people of Yushalayim. Shoyoidim et Lulveyim, the Gemunyosh Shazov. They used to make the agate, they used to tie the lulz together with mamish strings of gold. That's what they used to use. This is a riot to Rabbi Meir, that you don't have to use the min of the lulav, the leaves of the lulav to tie it around with. You could use anything, I bet it looks nice. So Omruloi, Rabbi Yehuda answered back to him and said, Misham Raif, over there you want to bring a proof. The Minoi Hoyoi Dinoi Soi Milamata. No, the Akir Yishalayim, the Choshva people there also. On the bottom of the Lulav, we have to make the Agad L'Shem Mitzvahs Agad. They used to do it with the leaves of the Lulav. They did with the Min, the same Min, the same type of the Lulav. Just on top though, then they made it look nice, and that they did with gold. And so this could be according to Yehuda Shita also. Because the Yehuda Shita we had before was he holds there's a mitzvah agad. Mitzvah agad means you have to take the minim and tie them together. So he said a savori, if you're going to take another minim and tie it around, since it's a mitzvah to tie it around, it looks like you're taking five minim. And that's about taisif, you're not allowed to do that. So you have to tie it around with the min of the lulav. Now, once you tied it around on the bottom, and you did the mitzvah agad, you're makayim the mitzvah. Now if you take gold and put it on top, even though you're tying them around on top, that's not l'tzarich mitzvah, because you don't need that. So therefore it's not called you're taking another min, a fifth min. It's just called you're making the lulav look nice. That you're allowed to do. Zekele v'yanveh, you're allowed to make your lulav look nice. You can put gold around your lulav if you want, that's okay. Omaluhu rabba lehanu megadle hershano debe reshkulusa. Rabba went to speak to the people, Megadle Hershana means that would make the lulav. In other words, the people that would take the three minim, the hadasim, the arovis, and put it into the lulav, and wrap around the lulav. So Rabba went to speak to these people. That did it, levei resh galusa. They did it for the resh galusa, the head of the golus. Levei resh galusa. That ki gadlisu hoshana, devei resh galusa, that when you make it, when you put it together, the lulav, for the resh galusa, Shar Yabay base yad. You should know on the bottom of the lulav, make sure there's a base yad. There's enough place there that the hand should be able to hold the lulav and the other three minim together. In other words, don't tie it so low in the bottom, because you're not allowed to hold it where you're tying it together. There should not be a chatzitza. There should not be anything dividing between your hands and the minim. In other words, Rabba holds, you have to lekachtem, you have to take the three minim in your hands. You have to hold the lulav, the hadasim, and the arovis. Your hand has to be touching all three of them. See, if you're going to just take, like we have, the kesher, and put it into the kesher, and hold the kesher, Rabba holds, that's no good. Because you're not touching the lulav, you're not touching the hadasim, you're touching the kesher, the tying around. Rabba holds, that's no good. Therefore, he said, tie it true a little bit higher. Today you'll be able to hold the bottom of it, the base yad, where you hold it, you'll hold it directly, your hands will touch the lulav, the hadasim and the arovis. Rashi says, Shaira bo base yad, mitachas lo'ogut, on the bottom of you tying it together, leave over a place, shelo yikachenu b'mokam ogdoi, that you should not have to hold it at the mokam where you're tying it together. Tikasov, because Rabba holds, eino aged min ha-mitzvah, he holds karabonin, the yamri ain't sorach aged. His Rabba holds like the Rabbanan Shita. That of the mitzvahs, lulav, you don't have to tie it together. If you want to tie it together, it's only because you want to make it look nice. But it's not a min, it's not a mitzvah. Therefore, it's called a chatzitza he holds. The Rashi said, the loin heavy chatzitza. Ben yad loy shan, you should not have anything dividing, separating your hand and holding the lulav. The angel lakicha, it's not called lakicha then. Like you're not holding the lulav, you're holding the kesher, you're holding what you're tying it around with. And since Rabba holds like the Rabbanan Shita, you don't have to tie it together. It's not part of the mitzvah. Therefore, you should not hold that part of the lulav. Your hand should be touching the lulav itself, the hadasim themselves, and the rovas themselves. Rav Amar, Rav said no. Kola anosoi eino choitzitz. Now, the Rav holds la locha, even like Rabba, that we hold like the Rabbanan Shita. There's no mitzvah you have to make agad.
You could be yotze the mitzvah just by holding the three medium in your hand, even though it's not tied together. That though we tied together our lulav today, that's only mishum zekel v'anveyu to make it look nice. So then the question is, l'chur tzachatitza, how do we hold the kesher? L'chur, we're not holding the lulav in our hand, we're touching the kesher. So the Torah says that's not called a chatzitza. Why? Kol le'nosoi. Anything you do to make the lulav itself look nice, that's not called a chatzitza. In other words, the svar like it's bottled to the lulav, it becomes a part of the lulav. You're not stand putting something else, a piece of paper around the lulav. You're doing this kesher to make the lulav look nice. It's like we had a svar by the noy sukkah. Anything that's near the sukkah is like bottled to the schach. If it's there, the noy sukkah, it becomes part of the schach, it's kosher. Here also, since you're putting the agad, you're tying around the lulav to make the lulav look nice, even though you don't have to do it, but if you do it to make it look nice, it's bottled to the lulav, and it's not called a chatzitza. Like we do, you're allowed to hold the kesher itself, that's also called lakicha. The Yomar Rabba, Rabba said another halacha. Lelinkat inish hoishana besudra, a person should not hold the lulav besudra in his handkerchief. In other words, don't take a handkerchief and put it around your hand, and then hold the lulav. Why? To be no lakicha tama, v'leka. Because the mitzvah is lakachtem, you have to take the lulav and hold it in your hand. And here it's not called lakicha. If you're holding it with a handkerchief, that's not called lakicha. So drashi lelinkat inish hoishana besudra. Kisha noitloi lotzeis boy. When you're picking up the lulav to take it, I'm not to mekayim the mitzvah. Lo yichrach sudar shebeng seifav al yodoi. Don't tie around the sudar, or Rashi Mashma, the scarf that you're wearing between your neck, al yodav, you shouldn't put it on your hands. The yochas be a lulav, and with this you hold the lulav. In other words, don't hold material in your hand, and then grab the lulav. Because that's called the chatzitza. It's not called you holding the lulav. And the pasuk says, ulekachtem, you have to hold it with your bare hand. V'rovam, Rava says, no. Lekicha idei dovaracher, shemo lekicha, you always know it's kosher. Even though it's idei dovaracher, you're not mamish holding the lulav, but since you're holding it through something else, that's also called a good lakicha. In other words, it's part of your hand. So it's called like you're taking it now. That's the way you take it. I think Tais says there's a chilik. If you tie the handkerchief around the lulav itself and you hold it, that will be called a chatzitza. Because that's not called you're taking it. That's called you're taking the lulav the way it is, and the lulav has a chatzitza around it, has a handkerchief around the lulav. That zikr would be possible. But here we're talking about the lulav itself is okay. Just you have something around your hand, so that's called you're going now to take the lulav, ayidei davracha, something else is helping you to go take the lulav, that's okay. That's Rav's halacha. Well, soon see, how does Rav know it? Omar Rav says like this, minoa aminolo, how do I know this yisoid? To lekicha ayidei davracha, shemo lekicha. If I go to take the lulav, even though I'm not taking it directly, I'm taking it with a handkerchief, it's also called lakicha. Since the lulav itself is a regular kosher lulav, there's nothing around the lulav. You're just going to take it when you have a handkerchief around your hand, that's still called the good lakicha. Where's the raya? The Tanan, we learned like this. Eizov kotzer. If you have the eizov, there's a high stop to grass that you have to dip in when you're making the mechatis, when you want to be metayer, a person that touched the mace, you have to take the ashes of the paraduma, you put it into water, and then you dip in the eizov. And with the aid of you spritz the water onto the tummy, onto the person that's tummy. So what's going to be now with Eizayv Kotzer? You have a small high stop, the grass is very small. It doesn't reach into the glass, it can't reach the water. Trash Eizayv Kotzer. Shayimavien Mechates Mielier. They used to carry this Mechates, the water that we spritz on you to make you tor, Vishwafer Shokanim. They used to have like a long tube. Aruchas, a long tube they used to have. And they would store in these long tubes the mechatis. And they would dip then the ezov into this long tube. And they would spritz it onto the person's tummy. What's going to be now? What's going to be if the ezov, this high stop, this grass, is not long enough? So you stick it into the pipe, into the long jar. It doesn't reach the bottom, it doesn't reach the mechatis. So how are you going to get it to reach the bottom of the mechatis? So locher is mesafkoi, you could like extend it. Rasha is like marichoi, kedei svukoi, you could extend it. Bechot uvekush, use a string, or use a kush. Rashi plach, it means a needle. Sha'anoshim toibes boy, the needle that Anisha uses to weave with. she could use that, like stick the needle into the Yezoif and extend the Yezoif. So you're holding the needle, and the needle is pushing down the Yezoif. That's kosher. The Toivel, and stick the Yezoif now, get it into the bottom, to the water. Umala, bring it up. Then the Oiches be'ezov, then take away the needle and grab onto the Yezoif itself. Umaza, and you'll spritz it on to the person that's tummy. That's the locha. Now the kasher is, amai, why is it kosher like this? How come you're allowed to extend the Yezoif into the water? Not by actually holding the Yezoif, but by holding a needle that's extended into the Yezoif. The Torah says, v'lokach v'tovol omrachmona. The Torah says you have to take the Yezoif and dip it into the mechatis. So it says, v'lokach, you have to take it. So chur, take it, it means you have to hold on to the Yezoif, hold on to this haisa, and then dip it into the mechatis. Here you're not holding on to it. You have a long needle attached that the needle is stuck into the haisa, and you're only holding the needle, and you're pushing it down. So why is that called the v'lokach? El olav shemamina, from here, it's a proof to me that l'kicha yidei dovracha shemo l'kicha. Yes, l'maisa, I'm going to take the Yezoif, even though it's not long enough. So I'm holding a needle to be able to take the haisaps with. So it's all called, I'm taking the Yezoif. So you see, even though I'm using something else to help me along, still it's called, I'm holding the Yezoif. Here also, so by the lulav, even though I'm taking a handkerchief to help me hold the lulav, that's kosher.
Yeah.
So Rashi speaks out, if so, why after you take out the Yezoif, do you have to hold it in your hand and spritz it? Like, why can't you still spritz it when you're holding on to the needle? The chur's still called the good lekicha. Shrasha zayna chanami. Just you can't spritz it so good. You can't be mechavan exactly where to spritz it. That's why you're supposed to hold on to it after you pull it out. But I call upon him, it's a rai here, lekicha, they dobracha shmo lekicha. So Gemara says, no, mimai, what's the rai? What's the proof of here? Dilma shani hosom. Kivon de chibrei kegufa dami. Maybe over there, when you stick the needle or the string onto the hysaps, since you're attaching it to it, it becomes part of it. So that's why it's called the good lekicha. Because the mamish called, you're holding on part of the Yezoif. Shrashi? No, Rashi. So maybe here it's better. My shenkin, in our case, when you're holding a handkerchief in your hand, and now you're going to grab the lulav, the handkerchief is not attached to the lulav. So maybe the handkerchief does not become part of the lulav. So then maybe it's not called the good lekicha. Maybe it's called, you're holding on to the handkerchief, not onto the lulav. Why over here have you put a needle into the Yezoif and hold on to the needle? Is it good? Because the needle is like attached to the Yezoif. So it's called like one body. So that's why it's called the good lekicha maybe. But maybe where the handkerchief is not attached to the lulav, maybe here it's no good. So most of them here, there's no proof. El atayi, Rabbi brings us proof from another case. El amihocha. Nofal mishveferes leshakas posel. Shveferes, that's this pipe again, that they used to carry around the afer of the mechat, of the chattis. They burnt paraduma, they used to carry around the ashes, and then they would pour out the ashes into a shakas. That's a kli, made out of kli evin, that they used to have water there, mayim chayim, and that's the way they would make the mayim chayim now. Now, you don't have to carry around the mayim chayim. It's enough just to carry around the ashes of the paraduma, and then you pour it into mayim chayim. So what's going to be if it fell out by itself? No foul mishveferes, it fell out of this pipe, the ashes, l'shakas, it fell into the shakas by itself, it's possible. That's no good. But the posuk says you have to pour it. The person has to do it. If it falls by itself, it's no good. That's the beginning, last line, the beginning, v'lokchu me'efer sreifes achates v'nosan, she'elokeach b'yodei v'noisen. Smash it from the posik, you have to hold the ashes and throw the ashes into the water. Mashenkin over here, it just fell out by itself from the pipe. The ashes fell out by itself into the water. That's no good. Tzadik do, hohe piloi hu, kosher, but mashmi,